Welcome to another bonus episode of Calm History, an extra treat for my Soak Plus members. If you liked my public episode about the Great Pyramid of Egypt, then you'll enjoy this true story of someone who visited this pyramid in 1905. You'll not only hear some new facts about the Great Pyramid, but you'll also learn about other pyramids, the Sphinx, the Great Mosque, Muhammad Ali Pasha, Mamadukes, Dragomans, and what the city of Cairo was like in 1905. I adapted the original story by condensing some areas, adding more historical facts, and weaving in some of my own quirky humor. So be prepared for a story that is a mix of true history and silly embellishments. I hope you enjoy it. Oh yeah, to add to the silliness, I pretend to be the person who traveled to Egypt in 1905. All right, let's climb inside my time machine of tranquility. In 1905, I decided to depart the U.S. on an ocean steamer and visit several other countries with my good friend, Mr. Peasley. Our destinations included England, Italy, and Egypt. Today, though, I'm just going to focus on our trip to Cairo, Egypt, mostly because I've seen many eyelids get droopy when I yap on about England and Italy. But as soon as I say the words Egypt and pyramids, people perk up like I splashed cold water on them. Ooh, you saw pyramids? Were they big? Of course, this sounds like the dumbest question in the world. And it is, especially in regard to the Great Pyramid of Giza. But the actual answer to this seemingly stupid question is, no, not all of the pyramids are big. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me begin with our arrival and experience in Cairo, this city in Egypt that's closest to the Great Pyramid. Our plan was to explore Cairo first, and then cap our visit with the awe of the Great Pyramid. I was quickly impressed by the cosmopolitan nature and scenic opportunities of Cairo. The guidebooks. Oh, the guidebooks. They flap on and on about the rock tombs and the mosques. But it is the bazaars and crowded streets on the banks of the Nile, which probably enthrall visitors the most. On arrival, our nostrils were filled with local scents. Our ears perked up at the lively chatter of many languages, and our eyes feasted on a colorful throng of turbans, gowns, and fezes. We also saw a lot of donkeys. Yeah, a lot of donkeys. There were donkey smells, donkey sounds, and donkey sights just about everywhere. I like donkeys, so it wasn't really a big deal to me. But Mr. Peasley, yeah, not so much a donkey lover. He must have been bullied by a gang of donkeys in his youth, because they often made him grumpy and twitchy. But when he wasn't surrounded by a cloud of donkeys, he was happily sharing facts about Cairo that he had learned about. I say facts, because that is what he was calling them. I would call them something more like vague references to partial truths, or poorly remembered miscellany. Or to be more fair, let me call them quasi-facts. For example, at dinner one night, he called anchovies anchovitis, making them sound like some type of venereal disease. As a rule, he gets one syllable right, which is pretty good for him. In Cairo, whenever we arrived at some historical site, Mr. Peasley would perk up and start spewing his quasi-facts. For instance, on our first day in Cairo, we charted a trip to see a famous mosque in the citadel. I know. I mocked the guidebooks for suggesting these type of sites, but I still had to visit them, and I ended up finding them quite fascinating. This particular one was the great mosque of Muhammad Ali Pasha. Mr. Peasley immediately perked up to inform us that it is also known as the Alabama Mosque. This seemed strange to me, so later I looked it up. It is actually also known as That was just a tasty nibble of my newest bonus episode. You can peek in the episode notes to learn more about it. If you are a Silk Plus member, then you'll find the full-length version of this bonus episode waiting for you in the bonus podcast. If you're not a Silk Plus member, then you can easily become one by using the link in the episode notes or by going to silkpodcasts.com. You are now just a small hop away from accessing this bonus episode and over 400 additional episodes, all free for a limited time. That there are a lot of episodes to feed your restless brain squirrels. Nom nom, nom nom nom.